And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 6th of August, 2014. It's the birthday of the bacteriologist who discovered the antibacterial properties of penicillin, Sir Alexander Fleming, born in Scotland in 1881. The children's author, Norma Farber, born Boston, 1909, wrote all kinds of books, nonsense ballads and stories and so forth, best known for As I Was Crossing the Boston Common, about a turtle who crosses the Boston Common and meets all sorts of animals on his way who parade by him in alphabetical order. It's the birthday of Andy Warhol, born Andrew Warhola in Pittsburgh in 1928. The historian Richard Hofstadter, Buffalo, 1916, author of The Age of Reform and Anti-Intellectualism in American Life. It was on this day, 1945, the United States dropped an atomic bomb on the city of Hiroshima, Japan, the first time a nuclear weapon was ever used in warfare. It exploded at 8:15 in the morning at about 1,900 feet above the ground. Captain Robert Lewis in the Enola Gay watched the explosion from the cockpit and wrote in his journal, "My God, what have we done?" It's the birthday of Alfred Lord Tennyson, born Lincolnshire, England, 1809, who had a rough childhood, one of 11 children. The father was violent, mentally unstable, drank heavily. But the boy escaped to Cambridge, made friends with other boys interested in poetry, including Arthur Henry Hallam, who died of a cerebral hemorrhage when he was just out of college. And 17 years later, Tennyson published a memorial to him, In Memoriam A.H.H., came out in 1850, a book-length poem that was an enormous success. And Tennyson was named Poet Laureate and became a huge celebrity. He was one of the three most famous people in Britain in his day, Queen Victoria and the Prime Minister Gladstone and the poet Tennyson. Here's a poem for today by Donald Hall, The Coffee Cup. The newspaper, the coffee cup, the dog's impatience for his morning walk, these fibers braid the ordinary mystery. After the marriage of lovers, the children came, and the school bus that stopped to pick up the children, and the expected death of the retired mailman Anthony Cat Middleton, who drove the school bus for a whole school year, a persistence enduring forever in the soul of Marilyn, who was 6 years old that year. We dug a hole for him. When his widow Florence sold the Cape and moved to town to live near her daughter, the Mayflower van was substantial and unearthly. Neither lymphoma nor a brown and white cardigan 20 years old made an exception, not elbows nor Chevrolets, nor hills cutting blue shapes on blue sky, not Maple Street nor Maine, not a pink-striped canopy on an ice cream store, not grass. It was ordinary that on the day of Cat's funeral, the school bus arrived, driven by a woman called Mrs. Eck, freckled and thin, wearing a white bandana and overalls with one eye blue and the other gray. Everything is strange, nothing is strange, yarn, the moon, gray hair in a bun, New Hampshire, putting on socks. The Coffee Cup, a poem by Donald Hall, from Old and New Poems, published by Tickner and Fields, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.